It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2047, recorded Thursday, June 26th, 2025. 0 to 100 in 0 seconds. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has two ways to keep you cool. I have a way to keep you cooler. And Dix visits the warehouse to find a gadget even older than the camera we just saw recently. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Oh, and here he is, our camera aficionado, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very good.
We just came through an incredible week in the city. I don't know if you know, we had the highest temperature, I believe, in history. It was outer boroughs got 100. And Central Park reached 99.
Whoa. It was just like a Wednesday here, but that's crazy in New York.
And a ton of humidity. Oh, my God. It was really awful.
Yeah. That's great. And it just seems like, what, just 2 months ago, it was like cold and rainy.
Yes,
and
yes, it was the, like we're saying, this is the worst spring ever.
Bam. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. Did you get out at all, like just to test it, or did you try to stay out for like
30
minutes?
You know what? You'll see in the first video, I had just bought something that I was able to go out and use, and then I'll have the results in the video. Also, luckily, before the heat thing started on Saturday, there's a little video. I could talk over it. Lincoln Center, evidently the fourth year they did it. It's the first year that I knew about it. They do something called The Wedding, New York's Biggest Day.
Oh, wow.
And it's a way for anybody to want to renew vows, do anything, show up any way you want, like these two people dressed totally in black.
Yeah, goth.
And it was really great fun. You could get online, that line, they're waiting to have their photos taken. And they had a group of people called, these are the people getting their pictures taken, called the congratulators, and they would run up to people, as you'll see them, with ribbons, and they were also used to sort of direct traffic where people should be going.
Oh my gosh. So is that line of people go, is that that's the congratulators?
These are the congratulators that welcomed people with banners. And then they opened the balcony if you wanted to go up there. So there were people in every kind of dress you felt like. Dennis and I were just in shorts, as were many other people. There's someone, butterfly outfits here. This lady had a LED veil blinking on and off.
Oh, wow.
Great fun. Two guys dressed all in purple, which looked really spectacular. And then there was a big theater where they had entertainment. And then at the end, they had three different ministers from three different religions doing a blessing. And you can get back, yeah. But the funny thing was, the host of the show said, okay, now we're all going to repeat vows. Now, this is that we have no legal limit. No one's getting married, but we can all say these in unison to cement relationships you have. And it was, you know, I will
Very
be there
powerful.
When you need me. I will nurse you when you are ill. And it goes on and on. And then it says, And everybody's repeating this. And then he says, I will never try to change you. He says, I will never try to change you. The house was set. No one responded. And then the entire house just broke into laughter that no one was willing to say, I will not try to change it.
Everyone's like, wait a second, there's a few things I kind of want to change.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can fully commit to this now.
And then when it was over, they had champagne for everybody and cookies. It was wonderful. And it was all free.
That sounds awesome. It's a cool, like, sense of community, everybody coming together, everybody just
great.
Celebrating each other.
It was just great.
That's really, really, really cool. That's really cool. Yeah, and those lines of couples that I was seeing, was that to renew vows? Was there like spots?
It was bizarre. You could get tattooed. The temporary is tattooed.
Yeah.
The big long line was if you wanted your photo taken by a professional photographer.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what that line was for.
That makes sense.
And you, how about you? Anything exciting?
No, not really. No. It's been getting hotter and hotter here in Orlando. And so I've been honestly not going out as much just because it is just darn hot. But yeah, had just some fun weekends.
Cool. It was hats off to Con Ed. Only Staten Island had some outages. Manhattan and the other boroughs, the power stayed on. I mean, we were running air conditioners night and day.
Right, crank to full. Absolutely. That's great. Yeah, no issues. That's crazy. That's awesome. Just this past week, it was a friend's birthday, and so we just had a ton of fun over the weekend with that, mostly. That was, like, where I was putting my energy. It was a good time, very good time.
Okay.
With that, shall we jump into some
gadgets? Yes, you'll see my first gadget has to do with the weather.
Ooh, here we go.
It is incredibly hot in New York City. And I was very lucky about 2 weeks ago to purchase a device that can cool you in seconds or warm you up in seconds. I'm talking about the Black & Decker Comfort Pack. Okay, now this is not exactly inexpensive. Over on Amazon, the Black Plus Decker device is $94.07.
Whoa.
I'm not going to pay $94. $94
no.
is like our budget for gadgets for the month. But over at Pulse, it is $19.99. Okay, the exact same device. And this is what it looks like in person. Okay. So you charge, comes with a little USB-C cable to charge. And then on the side, you can go to cool or to hot. And I have my little thermometer here. Okay. So let's just see. Shining at that with nothing on, it's showing 81.5. Okay. Now I'm going to put it down, I guess minus. Yeah. It lights up blue. For cold, and then you can say more cold. Okay, so 3 blue is very cold, and we had 81.5. it went down half a degree, okay? 78, okay. Now, in theory, this is up against your back, so I'm going to put the thermometer directly on it. 72. What, it seems to be going up. So you wear this against your back. It's on full cool because you see the 3 dots. If it was winter, you would click it over to heat, and then you can go to maximum heat. And then it goes into this little doohickey here that you wear around your neck with this flat against your back. Okay. Wow. All right. Let's see. We were at 82 before, and we're now in heat. All right. So now in heat, we're up to 86 degrees, 88 degree. Heat seems to be better.
Yeah. It's faster.
90. It looks like it's topping out at 90. Well, you know, Black plus Decker. We keep saying Black and Decker. Black plus Decker. So, you know, they make decent stuff. You know, they had the Dustbuster. The book is not too bad. A little scary. Warning, 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 warning. It's 13 warnings. They couldn't have come up with a 14th warning.
You can tell it's an American 13? Company.
anyway. Oh, 14. Okay, there's another warning on the next page. All right. For $94, who would know? But for $20, I bought one, and today it was hot, and I took it to the park. Let's take a look. All right, coming up to, let's see, 20, 30, 40, 50, coming up to 30 minutes in the sun, and it still feels pretty good. I'm not sweating yet, but I'm about to. It's 88 degrees. I'm in Riverside Park. Actually, a train's going to pass very shortly. I'm going to watch it go by under the grating. You know, if you're going to go shopping, you know, go like walk 20 minutes to a store and then go shopping and then walk maybe 20 minutes back. I think this would give you relief, but certainly not all day. It felt great the first 10 minutes, amazing, maybe even the first 20 minutes. Now it seems to be wearing down a bit. Make up your own mind. It's not like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing for 20 minutes. But now the heat is kind of kicking in. Also, incredibly humid. And this is the train I'm talking about. That was the 1120 to Albany running 27 minutes late, okay? Oh, there it goes, on the way to Albany.
That's really funny. Yeah. 27 minutes.
So the day it was 99, I thought I'd try it again. And it worked really good for like 25 minutes. And then it just killed the battery.
I couldn't imagine spending $99 on it and thinking, love this 3-inch square of coolness on my back.
Yeah. Now, it got terrible. I put the link into the Amazon because on Pulse there are no ratings. It got terrible rating. It went up in price.
$95.
It was $44. Now it's it was $94. Now it's $96. But reading through... seeing some of the photos, people are wearing it over their clothes. I'll go back up, Chad. People are wearing it on this. Look at this. It has to be on your skin.
Maybe they were doing it for modesty for the photo, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, if you want to play and you want to risk. $20. I don't know if Pulse TV has a return policy. We can get two of them, I think, for $36. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But it's not a miracle thing.
No, it just seems so, it seems so extra for like the what it is. It's like, you know, trying to be, I guess, a personal air conditioning unit, but and heating, but it's just so tiny.
Oh, what is this lady trying to heat half her back and cool the other half?
I guess it shows when she's in work mode, she needs a hot pad. And when she's
sport mode,
she needs it cold.
Yeah.
That is really funny. Yeah, anyway. I don't know about that. I thought at first, when I first saw it, I thought it was like similar to the fan that you clipped on your belt that shot air up your shirt.
Oh, yes, yes.
I thought I was going to do the same thing, but from your neck, you know. Instead, I was intrigued, and then it was like a pet, you know, that I don't know. I didn't know about that. I liked my fan idea better in my head before I saw how the gadget really worked.
Okay.
So with that, let's move on to the next
answer. Gadget number two. This is not the heating one, the third one, the cooling one.
But this is interesting.
Take a peek at this.
When we were making room for the new refrigerator, I thought, you know, the microwave is getting on in years, and maybe I should test it for leaks. The only thing I realized about it is sometimes when you put your hand up to shut it off, you were able to see all the bones in your hand.
I don't know if it's supposed to do that.
Okay, so went on Amazon, bought the handy dandy HTI microwave leakage detector. Okay, it says does not come with a battery. It takes a 9-volt battery.
I had no idea something like this existed.
The first thing it says on the page is...
I didn't either. I bet you someone makes one.
...in your detector. But there is no battery. So we put a new battery in there. Fill a glass with water. You know, you're never supposed to run a microwave with nothing in it. Oh!
Charlie's
Midnight Snack. we're going to do that. And then on its highest power. All right, so we turn this on, holding it in. All right, so now it's zeroed out. That's on high. I'm going to hit high. And then, wait a second, I have to look in the light here. All right, you just move it around and we'll see. All right, we're just going to do 1 minute. When you hit start, it does 1 minute. Now, you know, I think we should be pressing a start button or something. Oh, it was doing something.
Oh, it shows
15.
Now, this is before I knew what the numbers meant, and then I'll show you at the end.
What we're probably going to do is come back to me after I've looked at this. Okay? So I typed in the reading on my microwave detector is 0.72, and it says immediately buy a brand new microwave without doing anything else. Sponsored by Black and Decker, Black Plus Decker. No, it says this is considered, this is a low reading and considered safe. The Food and Drug Administration has set a max limit of 5 mW/cm. All right, so I'm not even at one. This guy here, and it was 2370. It is all over Amazon with different names, but they all look pretty much like this one. So I just picked like a medium-priced one. Okay, it only has 5 ratings, so the rating is very high. And it comes with that little carrying case. So I'm safe. I can cook.
If it didn't come with the case, how would you move it around? That's what we're all wondering.
So it also says that if the microwave is leaking badly, this should sound an alarm and have a red light come on.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that these detectors existed at all. The other thing was like, okay, leaking microwaves, what I assume a burn, getting like burning you would be the worst offense. Is if there was a leak, it would...
Yeah, you see how many companies are selling it?
Wow, a ton of them.
And they all look alike. Some of them are way too complicated.
I don't know if I want...
It looks like the same one I got you can get for $18.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very cool.
But they make a ton of them.
Yeah. I see. You should have tested it by starting the microwave with the door open. And then you would have known if it could detect a microwave leak.
So. Except you have a pretty terrible microwave if it will turn on with the door open.
You may have to fiddle with it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, there must be a way to defeat that. Who needs that? Who needs safety features?
We do not. That is a joke, folks. Please take it as
yes,
a joke.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
All right, on to a cooling gadget, and here it is.
It was cooling, definitely heating with the microwave back to cooling.
Yes, oh, that's right.
Welcome
back to cooling.
Turboland City. You remember our little handheld turbofan. You remember our little turbofan with a face, which you're not seeing because the wind annoys the camera. But now we have our new, bigger, stronger turbofan plus.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I don't know why I'm so
an Apple HomePod versus a HomePod Mini.
But it always fascinates me that when a product comes out, and then weeks after, then we had turbofan with the clasp. I think this is from the same company as this one. This one, it said it had 0 to 120 digital readout, but you can only jump 30 digits at a time. The new one says you can dial every single digit, and it's bigger. Oh, wow, it's a lot bigger. All
the other
right.
One's 5.5, 5 inches. This is 7.5, so it's 50% bigger.
Okay. That one's in white. I got this one in black. What you do is it makes the bag very tight, so you break the fan. Oh, look at this. Plus and minus. All right, so let us hope. You know what, it is not. It did come with a cable. And it is obviously, it better be, it is USB-C. All right. So as this one has the controls on the top and just two buttons. So now we'll press this. Is there no power?
Wah, wah.
What? Okay. Oh, okay. 75%.
You just have to click it 15 times.
And as I said last time, I leave these protective things on because I send these on to Will Shelter for their bazaars. So I just demonstrate them. So this came from the factory with 75% battery charge.
It's quiet.
Okay. It's very quiet. And so now, this is kind of interesting. If you press the button fast, it jumps to the various speeds, okay? Now it says hold the button in. I don't see how this is happening. Hold the button in. You know, okay. You really can't. You can dial
that
hard
makes no
speeds.
Sense.
No.
But when you hold the button,
that should go
in,
a lot slower if you're going to step
one at a time.
Yeah, if you're going to step one at a time, it has to go a lot slower than that. Otherwise, it's useless.
The thing is,
hold this in.
When you do what they say.
Now I'm going to go down with this one.
It goes so fast.
Hold it.
You can't.
Your jump is 25 anyway. It goes so fast.
Yeah, almost.
Because you can
exactly.
Dial 100 speeds.
That's what it says on Amazon. 100 different speeds. Lots of luck trying to get anything.
Anyway. It's fast.
Very good.
Yeah, it's, you know what the difference...
Very quiet, too.
The difference between the two, first of all, the I'm going to shut this way down low so it doesn't blow into the camera. Difference in output between the two fans is dramatic, even though this is, I believe this is a 6-inch fan, this is a 7.5-inch fan. But also, they came in with a reasonable price. This was $39 when they started. Then they reduced it to $29.99. Then they had $29.99 and 50% off, brought it down to like $15. But this is coming in at $17. Okay. You see, 100-speed digital display. All right. It's a display. It's just... It's that you can't set it for that. It's just a display. You have a little more control over this than that because you can hold the button and arbitrarily stop it at some point between the 5 speeds, but it's not that you can just click, click, click and dial the speed. Anyway, I think it's good looking. It's like the other one. You can move the, this one goes all the way over. Boom, buzz. This one stops here, but I mean, you don't need more than that. And I like the little push buttons on the base easier than on the top if you're having it on a desk. Hopefully, between now and next week, they don't come out with a fourth version. Okay. Bye.
Man, oh man, that is one of the more ludicrous things.
I don't get it.
It's like good in theory, but bad in fact.
Yes,
like,
yes, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, yeah, you can individually select them if you have the reflexes of
yes,
ice hockey goalie. You know, like yes, you yes. Have millisecond reflexes. Absurd, absurd. But a powerful yeah. Fan, so that's good.
No, yeah, and a reasonable price. I mean. $17.
0 to 100 in 0 seconds, says Ranger Rick. I think that might be the episode title. That is a that is so true. 0 to 100 in 0 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, you know what to do well in the ratings. Almost 700. 669 ratings.
Yeah.
4.6. That's pretty good.
I think that that shows it's still a quality fan, even if it is a 4-speed fan.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Don't order that.
Okay.
In black, it's $16.
Oh, you're right.
All the other colors are $24.
You're right. What on earth? Don't get light gray, because that's $24. Make
Isn't
sure
that
you get
a riot?
The $15 one. And that is strange. Okay, yeah, well, yeah, we'll choose the black one. Yeah, I mean, it seems like, and the battery life seems fine. Oh, it even has a little magnet in it? Is that what that's implying?
Oh, you know what?
Do you still have it near you? Can you stick it to something else?
I guess you can mount it.
Interesting. Let's see what the reviewers say.
Boy, 83%.
But yeah, that guy. I'm like, okay, what does he say about? No, he loved it. He loved it. No, I guess 83% battery life. Not
battery life. Yes, that it does that really well,
which
that,
is very nice. I don't understand why all these battery companies stick to the 4-LED model. Stick a liquid crystal display on there that shows the actual percentage and everyone is happier.
Exactly. <That's> exactly.
very cool. Very cool. Okie dokie. Time to get...
Oh boy, and now...
Summer cool.
And now...
And...
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I have quite the summer gadget. Holy moly. It's like a UFO up in
wow,
here.
Wow, what size is that hat?
It's It's a pretty big, I went to Mexico in Epcot and got the biggest sombrero I could.
Wow, that'll keep the sun off you.
I recorded a video earlier, so let's check out the video. The last of the summer gadgets, and this one has summer written all over it. It's the Intex Mega Chill Cooler. It is an inflatable floating cooler for when you're floating down the river or in some type of lazy river or pool. It offers not only the cooler, but also a ton of places to put drinks all over and also snacks. And then, of course, the big old cooler. It has a kind of an interesting feature. If you have any of the other Intex, coolers or tubes, that you can connect them with this quick connect feature. I don't have any others, so we're not gonna, I'll show you the connector, but that's about it. On the side here, it mentions a few cool facts, and the one that I found interesting is that it can hold up to 30 12-ounce cans, and then it even mentions that the other, you know, holders and snack holders can hold up to 15 more. That's a ton of cans, what? So I made sure to get a ton of cans.
Let me get
this out of the box, inflate it, and then we can see what it's like. And through the magic of television, it is inflated. So it's quite a bit larger than honestly I expected, which is great. The inside is pretty deep. The one thing that's kind of surprising is that the inside has no inflating. So it's basically just like a kind of a thick material that would just touch the water, I guess. And then it has this sort of lid with Velcro on one side. They also give you two ropes and connectors. And these are those easy connectors that they showed on the packaging. They fit together and then they kind of click together. So you could easily attach a train of things to your inflatable. Okay. Now I have to see, will it fit the cans? It said there a lot could fit. I won't bore y'all. I'll try to see if these can all fit in here and we'll be right back. And the cans are in. And they lied, okay? So let's start on the outside. They say, let's read the fine print, that you can fit up to 15 extra 12-ounce cans in the cup holders / storage area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, but there's 4 and 4. That only makes 8, so we are down. We're missing 2 cans, if you do all the math. So I guess they expect you to fit 1 extra can in here, which you might be able to do. Okay, for the inside, they said, let's go back to the fine print, that you could fit 30 12-ounce cans in the storage area. I was able to fit 25. Now, maybe you could set them up on their tops like this. Yeah, so you could probably do that, fit some ice in. What's funny is this is 25, so if we just add the 5 extras, if you're going by that math, you could still fit a few extras in here.
What about the ice?
33.
Yeah, so the ice would have to go
in between the cans. Anyway, it can hold a whole lot of cans, also with some ice, and then, oh my gosh, picking this thing up, let me see.
Oh, you're right.
Where are the handles? It does have handles. I can do it! It does withstand it. So there you go. It's a pretty high quality little piece of tech. I was able to find it for inexpensive, and I also found online that it was around $10. So if you're going to head to the pool this summer or the lake or maybe even a lazy river, this is a pretty cool cooler, the Mega Chill. Back to you guys.
It also included in the box one little repair patch thing. I wanted to mention that. So,
oh yeah, yeah.
If you puncture a hole in it, I was surprised by the price. at only $10. So at Bass Pro Shop,
$10?
Yeah, only $10. It's originally priced at $20. So on Amazon, if you look on Amazon, it's still that $20 price.
Oh, okay.
But I found mine at a home goods store, but I also found it online here at Bass Pro Shop for just $10. So, and you know, I found it for $10 as well. Oh my gosh, the pop-ups are crazy. So yeah, the Intex Mega Chill floating inflatable cooler. And then also, if you, what I remember tubing with friends, and what we would do is we'd lash our tubes together. So honestly, that Easy Connect connector thing is actually kind of cool. If you're okay with kind of investing in a few Intex, you know, tubes. And so I went ahead and looked up what those would cost if you wanted one, and those aren't that expensive either. So this is the same sort of thing.
Wow.
With the same...
Oh, the same company.
Yeah, the same company, same connector. It's right down there. So that's only 20... or what did I say? 15? Yeah, $15 for one of the tubes. So not even an expensive tube either.
So, Chad, is that for a person?
Second? Yeah, so this would hold a person. So how you do it, and on the box, which is right here.
I thought you would flood the studio and get in it.
I was thinking about jumping in the pool, but the weather today did not work out. It has been it has been lightning all day.
Oh.
There's been like these deep, dark clouds in the sky everywhere. God. Yeah, I was wanting to jump in the pool, but the weather did not work. But based off of the box, you can kind of get a good idea of how most people would go tubing. Is you would get a whole bunch of tubes, lash them together, and then float down the river for an hour. And so, like, I've done this in, like, New Braunfels, Texas and stuff with a group of eight people. And then, yeah, you'd have one cooler with you. And then you drink on the river and go down the river and have a great time. And so the Easy Connector for that type of, like, lazy river situation is kind of nice.
It's nice.
That you don't have to, you know, we use bungee cords and, like, one of them popped off in the middle of the river. We had to go fish it out. You know, that type of thing. So it makes it easier, honestly, if you are going to go tubing down a river, to have those little Easy Connector things. It's kind of cool.
That's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, yeah. This company actually does a few, only just based off of the box. I kind of just could tell that they had a few products. Let's see if...
Does it say river sold option?
Right. Oh, my gosh. I didn't expect that. But there's their River Run. Wow, the Pro looks crazy. That looks like thick. And it has like a tripod off the side for your phone. What on earth? And that's crazy. And look, it still has those Easy Connect connectors. Oh, are these the different? Wow. Oh, look, here's the River Run that we saw for less expensive over here. It's only $15 over Bass Pro.
Yeah.
It's about half the price. Oh, look at this. They have one with two people and a cooler and a little mini thingy. And then they have this massive lounge. And then I think I saw even a larger ice cooler. So I wonder if I look in here.
And they have one with a rocking chair for old people.
That'd be amazing, actually. I wanted to see if I could see if they had a... Wow, you can buy a four-pack. Looks like.
Is that guy wearing the raft on his back at the time?
Yeah, it looked like it was like something that you could... So I guess you could, you know, like I've been to a few spots where you're hiking in the mountains and there's a gully and then, you know, ice, water, and rain collects there. And so I guess you could hike to a great fishing spot, like to a wonderful fishing spot, I guess. Carry that thing on your back. It's $300.
Wow.
Yeah, there he is in the water here. This is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, you bring your pole, stick it in there. Or maybe you just don't have a great dock at your lakefront property.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I'd rather just carry that thing down there instead of... So there you go. The Intec Mega Chill Cooler, if you're planning on doing any lazy rivering anytime soon, check it out. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Farm. Okie dokie, Dicky D. You said it was old.
Okay, so, yes. A couple of weeks ago, we had, I think it was Uncle Lala's camera, where he had a brownie, and I think he said it was from 1914. Mm-hmm. Certainly the oldest gadget we ever had on the show. But I found this at the warehouse, so if you want to take a peek.
Okay, here we go.
What's the oldest thing ever found in Dick's Gadget Warehouse? Well, I should explain first that I have a couple of boxes here of things that were left to me by a deceased friend that I have not opened the boxes. And now that the warehouse is in flux, I am opening those boxes. And I think this is kind of an unbelievable find. Edison.
Actual phonograph?
Molded records.
No, just one of the...
When I first looked at it, I thought it said Edison's old moldy records. All right, so now we're going to see if there's a cylinder in here. Okay.
There's a picture of him on the side.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Not vain at all. That looks like a phonograph.
You know what? You know what? There's something.
Or not the phonograph, but the cylinder. Yeah, the phonograph cylinder.
The cylinder.
Yes.
What in the world?
Rock?
I don't know what that was doing in there.
You never know. It's a lucky rock, Diggy D. That rock is from, gosh.
You know. Okay.
Holy moly. Oh, it does look...
Is it broken? Oh, is it broken? No, it's not. Oh, it is.
Oh. Dang it.
It is broken.
We all had the exact same reaction. No, it's not. Oh, it is.
But look at
But
this.
Then I thought, you know, I don't
thing in there.
Don't
I
really have any way to play it.
Hopefully
no.
It's not getting broken.
Oh, well, so you'd be able to play the other, you know, the other side that's not cracked.
You know, I don't happen to have an Edison.
Yeah, you have to go find someone with one.
You know what? Does it say what the recording was of? Hang on.
Yeah, there's no indication of what's on the cylinder.
It was Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall.
Elvis Presley, what?
I don't know where you find out.
Oh, you know, so Chad, I'm going to ask you.
Edison Laboratory? Anyway.
What was the name of it? Golden?
This is the oldest thing.
If cylinders predate 1914.
Right.
Because
right.
Lawrence's brownie was 1914.
Okay, Edison Golden.
So when did
cylinder.
Edison Golden... Dickie Oldie D. cylinders come out.
Dicky D. Oops, that's wrong. I think that this might say 1902 to 1912, putting it firmly at least 2 years before.
Before, but his camera works. And
true.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Wow. 1902, wow, he got 10 years out of that.
Yeah, let me make this a bit bigger so we can read it.
Oh, that's great. You know, it looks like maybe the top of my cylinder doesn't have that extra label. Maybe that label is where they wrote what the cylinder was.
Oh, that, right, yeah.
Yeah, gold, that's them, gold molded process. Oh, my God, Chad, they only played for 1.5 to 2.5 minutes.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Golly.
So if you had 1,000 songs, you would have to carry a lot. You'd have to have 10 of those inflatable things.
Can you imagine?
It's like 1,000,000 cylinders in your pocket.
Yeah. That's very funny. That's very funny.
That is funny.
Anyway,
wow.
Now it's just, you still hold the record for the best demonstration of an ancient gadget.
I wish I could go back in time. I wish I had a Wikipedia knowledge of our own show, because I do remember one person showing us, it may have been a sharpening wheel, and they mentioned that the date on that sharpening wheel was super old.
Yes, you know, I think you...
And then the only other super old thing that I can think of was, I think someone had like a blade or a bench, and they showed how like you would use it. I can't remember if that was even this show or just a YouTube video I watched. Anyway, email the show. If you are a listener and you're thinking, wait a second, I sent in an old thing, please email us, mail@gizwiz.tv, and let us know what old things that you've sent in. Because, yeah, I think I'd love to get to the bottom of what is the oldest gadget we've talked about or shown or had. In, like, have someone record it with it in their hands, not just talking about it, you know?
Yes, yeah.
I think that is very different. Like, you had that cylinder, and Lala had the brownie camera.
Yeah, from 1914.
Yeah, so
anyway,
cool.
Yes, we need more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, landscape format. And just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. If someone else wants to take the video, you can certainly be in it if you like. And your phone is perfect. That's all you need to make a video. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted and then send us the URL to that video. And we show 99% of everything we get. Mail@gizwiz.tv. Mail@gizwiz.tv. Even if it's a brand new gadget, that's fine too.
Really, it's your turn to talk about a gadget, you know. Impress us with what you got. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Letter is from Dan, who says, I'm going to shorten it because it's a long letter. I've been listening for years, loved the show. I saw Dick's clamp light, loved it. I ordered one when it first came. It was clearly a return. The box was cut and not packaged correctly. I took it out. I figured as long as it works, I don't care. But the power cord was loose and crooked. I extended for a new one because it didn't even light. My new one, when I plugged it in, I saw it was loose. I saw sparks where the cord meets the silver piece. I unplugged it and saw that it can be easily disconnect. Do you have a link to, in case other people bought this? I checked Amazon and a few reviews did say that they had a sparking issue. So if you
fire
bought
hazard.
It ranged from a great to a yes.
Great lamp, so love it. I love it. User tattooing. Yeah, it's gonna catch fire.
So I will put Dan's letter in total in the show notes.
Yeah, thanks Dan for giving us the security update.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Golly.
And this goes back, I think we showed it last June, almost a year ago.
Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. Man, you would think that
there
is some type of regulation that would stop that from happening, but...
Yes, you would think.
Interesting. Thanks, Dan, for letting us know. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show every single episode. You guys rock. Thank you. You guys will be voting on the next poll, then I'll be giving you guys, the patrons, to choose next month's theme for the Crappy Corner. Who knows what it'll be? And also, a reminder, if you are a patron and you want to influence next month's poll, please give your suggestions in last month's poll's comments, and then I'll be able to read those and check those out and use those as inspiration as well. So thank you to our patrons. If you want to give via PayPal instead of Patreon, you can head to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a little link there that'll take you to PayPal. Once again, thank you to all of you who contribute and give just a little bit. You guys are incredible. With that, make sure you check us out live. You can watch a live show just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, and then you can do the math for the time zones in between. We're live on our website, gizwiz.tv. What is this goofy little screenshot that has left me on? But yes, we will be there with the live show. Make sure you join the chat room to chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community. It's wonderful and amazing that they're here. And then check out any previous episode you want to there. You can also check it out on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts, all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder or a perfectly written description about every gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It?
Oh, you know, only 4 more days.
Only 4 more days.
And I'll give you a hint. Write funny stuff, because a lot of people know what this is. So we could use more cute,
fun.
Clever.
Yes.
Have a very good chance. A much better chance
if you're clever and hilarious, because it may have been got already. Okay. And if there's enough correct answers, you just randomly choose. Right?
We pick six winners.
Right. Okie dokie. So here it is. I've been making up random funny guesses for 2 months now, so y'all can come up with one. But I hate to give it away that this is, in fact, the carrying case for the NASA helmets that they would use with those big orange spacesuits.
Man.
You know.
Sorry, pretty much almost ruined it. You're so close.
So close. Yet NASA far away. As if you think you know what this is, get a guess in 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess, and the instructions are there at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.